This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. With a month to go before Inauguration Day, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, although they disagree on, quote, a lot of things, there are things we can work together on, end quote. Biden made the statement during a phone call he initiated Tuesday. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Donald Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement. President-elect Biden has tapped several old Washington hands to be key parts of his incoming administration, but his latest appointment would add a fresh face. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says he's nominating Pete Buttigieg to be transportation secretary. He's 38 and would be the first openly gay person the Senate confirms to a cabinet post. Buttigieg was South Bend, Indiana's mayor before becoming the Democratic primary's darling, sharing an Iowa caucus's win before dropping out and backing Biden, who calls him a patriot who speaks to the best of who we are as a nation. Biden's also expected today to announce former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as energy secretary, where she would help execute Biden's ambitious climate plan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A French court is set to issue verdicts Wednesday in the trial of 14 accused accomplices in the deadly 2015 attack on a satirical magazine in Paris. The trial began in September with three of the accused being tried in absentia. Prosecutors are asking the court for convictions with sentences ranging from 5 years to life in prison. From Washington, this is